Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. 100 years ago today, planes started taking off twice a day from Berlin-Johannisthal to transport mail to the Constituent National Assembly in Weimar, marking the beginning of the history of civil airmail in Germany. After the death of an 11-year-old girl, governing mayor Michael Müller announced a comprehensive investigation of the case, stating that, quote, "I am very concerned about the death of the schoolgirl." The 11-year-old girl is said to have been so badly bullied at her school that she took her own life, as Berlin Briefing reported yesterday. There has been no official confirmation of this so far. Müller explained that the school administration will check this carefully. The Berlin police initiated a so-called death investigation, and an autopsy has also been suggested. According to initial statements, further information will be announced during the week. At present, the Criminal Investigation Department is in charge of the case. The Public Prosecutor's Office and the State Criminal Investigation Office have not been involved so far. A father had told the Tagesspiegel that the girl's parents had pointed out verbal and physical attacks to the school administration shortly before her death, but there were no consequences. The headmistress of the school told RBB on Saturday that there had been incidents in the last year with several girls. Parents then approached her, and she sat down with social workers and the class teacher. According to the headmistress, there were talks with the involved girls and an agreement on goals. At the end of the year, some of the girls had left the school, and this school year, peace supposedly returned. According to the headmistress, there was chattering, but no bullying, therefore no reason to take action in the classroom. A mother and father of the parents' council told RBB that there had been bullying at the school since mid-2018, stating that, quote, "There are conflicts every day. My son comes home and complains, but as a parent, you are powerless. We have the impression that it is being swept under the carpet." The father reports that the subject of bullying is underestimated by the school management and fears are not being dealt with properly. When parents wanted to address the topic, it was said that it doesn't belong at this school, and he's demanding more prevention instead of appeasement. The headmistress told RBB that of course there are cases of conflict, but conflict controllers and good social work takes care of it, and nothing is swept under the carpet. On Saturday evening, there was a vigil at the school of the deceased girl, attended by about 150 people. If you find yourself in a seemingly hopeless situation and are contemplating suicide and cannot or do not want to seek help from family or friends, you can find anonymous counseling and pastoral care offers here in Berlin by following the link in our show notes. Taxi drivers in Berlin see their existence threatened by new ride-sharing offers. Richard Leipold, spokesman for the Berlin Taxi Association, said, quote, "There we have as much chance of survival as a snowball in hell." He fears not only for the future of the approximately 8,000 taxis in Berlin, but also for local public transport, and warned against a, quote, "cannibalization of bus and train." The taxi trade was already under strong pressure from competitors such as the U.S. travel service provider Uber. Leipold accused Traffic Senator Regina Günther of ignorance because of the approval of such services. Since September, Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, in cooperation with Daimler and the startup ViaVan, has been offering Bail-König ride-sharing in districts in the Eastern Berliner Ring. Unlike taxis, users share the ride with other guests, costing €1.50 per kilometer. In Berlin's western districts, the Deutsche Bahn's Clever Shuttle runs a total of 30 vehicles. Both services will initially run with a 4-year permit. The district court, Tiergarten, has sentenced a Berlin Facebook user to 4,600 euros for agitating against refugees on the internet. The 64-year-old woman was found guilty of incitement to hatred in 5 cases. The pensioner, with a relevant criminal record, had confessed. Her defense counsel explained that the comments forwarded by his client did not correspond to her inner attitude. According to the prosecution, the 64-year-old had posted hate messages over 3 of her Facebook accounts between February and August of 2017. In several cases, refugees had been equated with animals, and their expulsion or destruction had been demanded. According to the presiding judge, the accused was a repeat offender who continued immediately after an initial conviction. The woman had declared that she was, quote, neither racist nor xenophobic. Her friends included a Turkish and an Egyptian family. Unfortunately, she had, quote, allowed herself to be carried away to pass on the comments she had not made herself. In May of 2017, the accused had been sentenced to a fine of 90 daily installments of 15 euros each for internet agitation against refugees by means of a photo. The court now imposed 230 installments of 20 euros each and thus essentially complied with the prosecutor's request. While taking care of a patient in Kreuzberg, an emergency doctor and 2 firefighters were attacked and injured. The fire department had been called into an apartment for a medical emergency on Sunday afternoon. Emergency personnel had to lock themselves in their vehicle when task forces were attacked and verbally harassed by the 44-year-old father and the 18-year-old brother of the patient. The 2 had not understood that the task force wanted to take care of the patient in the apartment before they took him to the hospital. The rescue workers had fled into the street, followed by the attackers. On the street, the attackers hit the paramedics and the emergency doctor who had joined them in the meantime, so that the 3 rescue workers had to hide themselves in their vehicle until police arrived. Only then were the firefighters able to continue their mission. A spokesperson said that the patient was not endangered by the delay. He added that, quote, we were there to help the patient and were then attacked. This is not comprehensible for us at all. The attackers were reported for assault. Attacks on rescue workers happen again and again in Berlin and Brandenburg. In 2017, the German Bundestag tightened the penalties for attacks on rescue forces. Among other things, a new offense of assault on executory officers was created. A penalty range of 3 months to 5 years was set for this. Aid organizations complain that many people have little respect for the uniformed emergency services. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD recently called for such attacks to be, quote, socially outlawed. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.